Okay, well, good evening, everybody. I hope you can all hear me. My name is Pam Thomas. I'm chair of the Faculty of Science here at Warwick, and I'm very glad to be here chairing this Ideas Cafe this evening. So welcome to all of you. I hope we're going to have a very interesting and perhaps even controversial evening discussing this topic. Energy, is there an energy crisis? So the Ideas Cafe is an event series that looks at multidisciplinary themes cutting across key global priorities in research, so aligned with the global research priority programmes here at Warwick. There are five or six of these events cafes, Ideas Cafes, planned every year, and this event on the subject of energy is following previous events on food security, connecting cultures, science and technology for health, individual behaviour and global governance, and they're all other GRPs. And the idea is that within this quite informal format, the ideas will be accessible, topical, interdisciplinary, but that you'll also be exposed to academic expertise. So these are not, discussions light. They're not dumbed down. They're with the top experts at the table here, and that this will encourage you to debate amongst yourselves on your tables, and that you'll be engaged as the audience, provoking ideas and discussion, and of course taking the opportunity to network with colleagues who have similar interests to yourselves. So it's very much an evening for people to share in, not just to be talked at, okay? So energy, is there an energy crisis? We're going to tackle this, first of all, by a series of presentations. So I'll just briefly introduce the speakers to you. On my left, Professor Phil Morby, who's from engineering, and he's one of the leads on the Energy Global Research Priority Programme at Warwick. Then next to him is Professor David Elms. He's from the Warwick Business School, and he's going to set out the challenge for the global energy industry. Then Richard Smith has come to us from outside, from National Grid, and he's going to give a UK perspective on energy futures. Then at the end of the table is Evan Parker, who's a professor in the physics department, and he will give some specific detail on new policy and approaches to geoengineering, and it's his official role to be controversial. Okay, Evan? We'll regret this later. And then we also have from outside, John Price is sitting down there in the audience. Hello, John. And he's from the Centre for Low Carbon Futures, and he will look at alternative options for low carbon energy. So you can see we have a very wide-ranging set of short presentations, 10 minutes each, to just set those ideas out before you. So that's the first part of the evening. And then in the second part of the evening, the second section, you'll have the chance to discuss the issues raised in the presentations and also to discuss the questions which the panel have prepared for you. And you've each got one of these clamped on your tables. And five interesting questions. Will we ever run out of oil? What would you be prepared to pay for a litre of fuel? Why should we switch the lights out? Will Jeremy Clarkson ever own an electric vehicle? I think I know the answer to that one, but let's not preempt the discussion. Which is greener, nuclear or wind, and how do we make solar work in the UK? So those are things that, when it comes to the table session, we want you to discuss. And to help you to do that, in case you're shy, we've got facilitators from the Energy Group who will get the discussions going and attempt to answer your questions. And it says here on my sheet, facilitators, please show yourselves now. And wave. This is just a test to see if they can recognise themselves and wave at the same time. Very good. Okay. Right, so the most important thing out of all of this is that you should engage with the event, ask questions, note your thoughts, ideas and questions. You can write on the paper tablecloths and use the graffiti boards. The video camera, which is over there, is largely focusing on the panel, so we're going to have to behave ourselves. So I don't want to spend too much longer going through this because we're already a little bit behind time. But just to say, the whole of this evening is predicated on the fact not only that energy is very important for the world, global humanity at large, but here at Warwick it's also one of our central research priority themes. So for those of you who've only vaguely heard the initials, GRP, which used to be the initials GPP until a couple of weeks ago, they are the response from the Warwick research community to global priorities. And so they focus on multidisciplinary research on key areas of international significance, and clearly energy fits in that. They support and enhance multidisciplinary and cross-departmental research. They demonstrate the impacts of research and engage with key users and stakeholders from outside the university sector as well as within. And of course, it's hoped and expected that by having these concentrations on important problems like this and drawing people in from different disciplines, that gradually will generate the research income that will really allow us to address these issues in a proper and serious fashion. And Phil will tell you more about that in a second. And just to introduce you as well to the new branding for these GRPs, this is an exercise that's concluded fairly recently. You'll see that each of the global research priorities has its own colour. There are 10 of them at the moment, and they have one of these shapes. I don't know how to describe that shape, so I won't. A square with two rounded corners, it seems to be to me, but there we are. And so whenever the global research priority is featured in any part of Warwick's portfolio, you will see that it will follow this trend. And you can see the energy is the second one in the top row with that nice turquoise colour. You've obviously resisted the green, which would be, that'd be far too obvious. So, no, I reckon that's turquoise, but you know, you can that's another one you can add to the list of questions to debate. Right, so without any further ado then, I hope you've all equipped yourself with food and drink and that you're ready to start. And in that case, I'll welcome you again and formally start the proceedings by handing over to Phil Morby to talk to us about the energy global research priority.